Hi, and welcome back. In our last talk, we gave a brief overview of who the Khazars were and how they converted to Judaism based upon the account in the Chasdai letters. The controversy about the Khazars continues to this day, because the one thing that we didn't talk about is what happened to the Khazars. There is no more a Khazar Empire or a Khazaria on any modern map. So what became of them? What happened to them? Well, in the late 9th and early 10th centuries, relations between the Khazars and their surrounding neighbors became increasingly more strained and hostile. Eventually, a group of people called the Kievan Rus, now these were people who would eventually occupy the entire area which is now modern-day Russia. They were actually Vikings that came from Scandinavia, invaded this part of Eastern Europe and further east, and really made a revolution of all of this entire part of the world. And they weakened the Khazars tremendously. They succeeded in invading large swaths of Khazaria and turning the neighbors against the Khazars also. So by the end of the 10th century, many Khazars had been conquered or otherwise integrated and converted into their surrounding territories. And here's where it gets really interesting. We know that there are no more Khazars. We know that they were overtaken primarily by the Kievan Rus and some by the Arabs to the south. Where did they go and what happened to them? If there was such a Jewish presence in Khazaria, what happened to those Khazarian Jews? Well, of course, a number of them, because they were conquered, converted to either Islam or to Christianity. But what about the really frum Khazar Jews? What happened to them? There have been some theories that have been put forward that have suggested that a large percentage of Jews who hail from Eastern Europe, that is, Ashkenazi Jews from the Eastern European area, from Poland and from Russia, actually have a tremendous amount of Khazarian ancestry. I mentioned this book last time. In the 1970s, Arthur Koestler wrote a book called The 13th Tribe, and in it, he suggests that the vast majority of Ashkenazi Jews can trace their heritage not to the tribes of Israel, but rather to the Khazars. And that would certainly help to explain certain eugenic features that are unique to Ashkenazi Jews when compared or contrasted to their Sephardic counterparts. More recently, just a couple of years ago, there was a book by a professor in the University of Tel Aviv named Shlomo Sand, who wrote a book called When and How Was the Jewish People Invented? It created quite a splash because even though Sand is not an expert in Khazarian history, he actually happens to be involved in a completely different area of study. So a lot of real scholars of Khazars have discredited his work. But his agenda was to set out to demonstrate that the Jews living in Israel today are really not those who are properly descended from the ancient Jews who had originally inhabited the land. The only problem with these theories is that they're wrong. What do I mean? There has been conclusive genetic DNA study that has proven that there is more in common between Sephardic, Iranian, Iraqi, Syrian, and so forth, those Jews and Ashkenazi Jews. There is more similarity between Sephardim and Ashkenazim than any other people that were non-Jewish and indigenous to those same regions. This indicates that Jews, no matter where they come from in the world, have a shared lineage that goes back centuries, well before the Khazars. And this has been written up in many of the journals and in many of the magazines, so that despite the desire that someone like Shlomo Zand might have to be able to demonstrate or argue that Ashkenazi Jews of today are not descended from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that theory has been debunked by the genetic evidence. Now, the reason why this is significant to today's world is because if you go to certain white supremacist and neo-Nazi websites, as well as going to pro-Palestinian websites, you will find something very interesting. You will find some of them citing the Kuzari and citing the Chasdai letters as a basis for their anti-Jewish rhetoric and sentiment. In the white supremacist websites, you will find the Jews being known as the Antichrist or the Gog-Magog enemy that is identified as the antagonists of the great apocalyptic war against the Jews that will take place in the pre-Messianic age. And so, ironically, according to these websites, not only are the Jews today not the real Jews, but they are precisely the opposite of the Jews. They are the Gog-Magog who will eventually rise up against God. Now, why do they say that? Because in the Chasdai letters, King Bulan identifies the Khazars as having descended from Yefet, the third son of Noah, who was precisely the progenitor of Gog-Magog. And so therefore, if we're the Khazars of today, then we really are none other than Gog-Magog. Furthermore, pro-Palestinian websites will point to the fact that if Jews living in Israel today, at least the Ashkenazi ones, are not descended from King David and from King Solomon, we're really frauds. We're really foreign interlopers who have no legitimate claim to the land based on our ancestry. Now, of course, from a Judaic standpoint, even if Ashkenazic Jews were predominantly descended from the Khazars, this would not affect our status as Jews, since a non-Jew who converts to Judaism is a child of Avraham as much as a Jew who is descended from David HaMelech, from King David. And therefore, our claim, even if we are a nation of converts, is just as legitimate as a claim from someone who can trace his lineage directly back to David HaMelech. But it is still interesting to note some of the modern-day implications of the story of the Khazars and how some anti-Semites have used this story to turn against the Jewish people. A story which really talks about the glory of Judaism from a nation of converts who found something truly valuable and beautiful within Judaism has been turned on its ear to present an argument against the modern state of Israel and against the Jewish people. Look at the irony. But for our purposes, that's really all I wanted to say about the Khazars. And in our next talk, we're going to turn to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who he was, and the era in which he lived.